cops! Look out there! Stand back!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed. Wait a minute.
Now that's a proper introduction.
SETI, the search for extraterrestrial. There are so many questions that I'd like to ask you. I hardly even know where to begin. Have people from your world been here before?
Before, yes. We are interested in your species.
What's that?
A very unpleasant little creature.
What's his problem?
He's got a cold.
Just about everybody works in a post office as an alien.
All right, Steve, knowing you like I do, I'm guessing you probably recognize most of those scenes.
Well, some of them are. War of the Worlds, Men in Black, E.T., also Arrival was in there.
Of course, plus Starman and Flight of the Navigator.
Okay, so here's the most cogent question, Mark.
Yes.
Why are we listening to those clips?
All right, well, if you listen closely, and I know you were, the thing all of these scenes have in common is that they're all the moment when we, Earthlings, realize we're not alone.
Wow, that is terrifying and exciting at the same time.
Yeah, well, it could be both. New research from ASU psychology professor Michael Varnum shows it might not be quite so scary. Our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with him to talk more about it.
So when we talked about this in our meeting, all of us said, well, if we came across alien life, we would obviously bomb them or something terrible would happen. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like we're just kind of negative journalists.
Well, I mean, I didn't really sample many journalists for the research I did. And perhaps you guys are a special population in this regard. But, you know, when we got large samples of the general public and we asked them, you know, how do you think you'll feel or react if we find evidence of alien life? Initially focused on microbial life, which is what scientists think we're more likely to find first, at least, we found that people's responses were much more positive than negative. So we had people kind of just free respond, and we ran this through a software program developed by James Pennebaker that can extract things like affective states from written language. And we found this both when people were writing about their own reactions or society's reactions. And we also got this when we had a separate group of participants read media coverage of a past claim that indeed we'd found this kind of life back in 1996 with the Mars meteorite. And as a control, we had another group of participants read about Craig Venter claiming to create synthetic life. And people felt, you know, pretty positive about both types of new life, but more so for novel alien life than novel man-made life.
Synthetic didn't win.
No, synthetic lost in this case.
So when you say freeform answers, do you have any kind of standout answers or ones that you read that you were like, oh, I love this?
Yeah. So I think my favorite, and I'm paraphrasing here, I would be so excited. I would be thrilled. I would learn everything I could, tell everyone I know, and then I'd go to work.
So it wasn't like this would be groundbreaking in the sense that it would change people's lives.
Right. And, you know, I think oftentimes when people think about major scientific breakthroughs or sort of paradigm shifting ideas, we assume that it'll change everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you know, in the past several hundred years, we've learned that the Earth isn't the center of the universe. We've learned about special and general relativity. We've learned about all these freaky things that happen on the quantum scale. We've learned about Darwinian evolution. And yet, you know, humanity kind of continues on the same way it always has, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we've necessarily seen basic psychological changes as a result, or even necessarily major institutional shifts. So organized religion has survived. The nation state has survived. Economic systems have survived. The institution of marriage has survived.
So you're a social psychologist. So, I mean, in terms of, yes, we'll all go back to work the next day, but, I mean, does it sort of shift things in terms of our understanding of ourselves in the universe?
I guess I'd say yes and no, right? So at an intellectual level, it does shift things. I mean, and so does realizing that the Earth isn't flat and we're spinning around through space and we're one of, you know, thousands of planets, probably millions and billions. But I think evolutionarily we're programmed to deal with much more immediate concerns. We don't tend to walk around with our head in the clouds all that often, so to speak. So I think it'll be like many other interesting scientific discoveries, even within our lifetimes, that people think it's neat. They'll talk about it at a cocktail party or at the dinner table. But at the end of the day, it'll fade from the news cycle probably fairly quickly.
why study this? Like, what made you interested in this? You're not, like you said, a scientist in that way.
Sure, sure. So, my specialization isn't aliens in any way, shape, or form. Though, I read a lot of sci-fi growing up, and I love the X-Files. But I got involved in this thing at ASU called the Interplanetary Initiative, which is this big interdisciplinary push to try to think about what a future is going to look like for humanity in space, or what space exploration is going to, what kind of impact it's going to have on society, right, and try to prepare us. And one of the big initial questions they had is, a lot of astrobiologists think we're on the verge of discovering evidence we're not alone, albeit probably little bacteria or viruses rather than little green men. How will we react? And there's been a lot of speculation about reactions, what this will do to societies, what this will do to individuals, and actually a lot of fear. You can go back to the Robertson panel in the late 40s saying, if we find anything, we have to cover it up because everyone will freak out and society will collapse.
Yes.
But, 1996, essentially we had a trial run at this, and nothing really dramatic happened in 1996, right? It's not a turning point in terms of, that was the year, our societies totally fell into chaos and everything changed. But yeah, I got interested in it because I realized there was a lot of speculation, but really no one had tried to approach this in a very rigorous empirical fashion. And granted, I can't create alien life and have you react to it, but I tried to come as close as I could.
Yeah. All right. That is Michael Varnum, Associate Professor of Psychology at ASU. Michael, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.